The text for today is from Paul's letter to Corinthians, chapter 9. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Amen. Please be seated. I bring you greetings from your fellow runners in Christ, from confessional Lutheran believers in my home country, Latvia. All of us know something about competing, and competing with the best could be an enormous pressure. You have to be 100% focused to give your all to be on the top of your game. It takes courage, character, willpower. It takes strict training and deadly seriousness about the race. It is not for the faint-hearted, for cool and feeble people. And Paul triggers us and says, run in such a way to get the prize. At first, these words seem inspiring. Okay, let's run, let's try, let's do it. But later we start doubting. Can we make it to the top? Can we become first? Do we have what it takes? We soon get disillusioned about ourselves and we realize how much we lack the total commitment demanded of us. In the face of absolute requirements, we soon despair and we feel like losers. We realize the incompleteness of our skills and incompleteness of our efforts. But we also know that Paul was not a big believer in human powers acting on their own. Paul in Romans says that it doesn't really depend on the man who wills and or the man who runs, but on God who has mercy. Meaning that ultimately everything is decided not by human effort and hard running, but by him who has mercy. And the Lord indeed did have mercy on us. He sent his only begotten Son to run the race for us, the race in which we ourselves failed. Yes, and that is why, when talking about running the race, we have to look at him, the only true runner and champion, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. From all the runners that we know, he was the only one who ran the perfect, flawless race before God and the world. But if you look at him as he arrived, he was truly an underdog. He was an unlikely winner. When he came to earth, he started from the very bottom, from the very last position, and then he descended even lower before going to the top. Like he himself said, whoever wants to be first, let him become the last of all. And he lived it. He lived it consistent with his words. Being completely free, he gave up his freedom and became servant of all. He took up the heavy yoke of human sin and infirmity, putting himself under rigorous law and putting himself under extreme pressure. And he completed the race and did it perfectly. But now we have to ask the question, why did he accomplish such a race? And the answer is that he didn't need it for himself. He did it for such underachievers and losers like us, who often fail with our half-hearted attempts, with our rule-breaking, and sometimes our total indifference in the race. But our Savior, he did it all, and even more. And he did it in order to put us back on track, so that finally and at long last, we would start running in the right direction, finally. That's the point that St. Paul is making here. In this chapter, he talks about complete freedom in Christ. Yes, Christ had set him free. Paul didn't have to run to merit anything. He didn't have to run to prove anything. Because Paul already had his victory in Christ, being free and victorious man. But now, how did he use his freedom in Christ? He writes that, I want to act just like my Lord did. I use my freedom for the benefit of others. Paul writes, though I am free, I have made myself a slave for everyone to win as many souls as possible. In other words, my new freedom has empowered me to go running not for myself, but for others. Yes, I am a free man, but the gospel compels me to run. Woe to me if I don't preach the gospel, he writes passionately. Do you see? The gospel has such a wonderful power over believers' soul that you cannot simply remain still. You cannot keep silent and do nothing. But gospel makes you living, busy, active, eloquent, and creative in order that you become servant of others. And all of that is true also about us. By grace, we are all already taken up in Christ's victory. We are winners in Christ. There is nothing for us to prove or merit anymore. He has done it all for us, so that we are now completely free according to God's endless grace. But just like Paul, we are now set in motion by the gospel. We are set in motion by grace. Our freedom has made us free to do the right thing, to be on the right track, to do our race properly. Because we know, as Paul writes, that our running is not after a perishable crown, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. So we know that with every step in this race that we make in his grace, our faithful running will bring us, and hopefully will bring some others together with us, close to the blessed finish line. Amen. We'll pray Lord's Prayer. Please rise. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please receive the blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.